This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. And I am a big fan of Beachbody because there are so many familiar brands that are on the platform, like P90X, and there's this amazing thing called 3-week yoga retreat with one of my favorite instructors ever. Her name is Elise. And I love using Beachbody On Demand because it's in-home fitness and I don't have a ton of time in my schedule. And so it's an amazing platform to be able to go on and to find the right solution for me so that I can maintain my weight for the summer. So guess what? It's a brand new service, but it already has almost a million members, and you guys can claim a free 30-day membership. Our listeners, all you have to do is text LADYLOVIN, all one word, no spaces, LADYLOVIN to 303030 and get a full 30 days of access to this entire platform for free.
Hello, world.
It is Greta. Me, Greta Teitelman.
I don't know why I said my full name, but Greta is here. Hello. Hi, Jilly.
Hey.
Okay, and the reason why I'm rushing this intro is
because
we have a literally and metaphorically gorgeous guest.
Death.
And I'm going to try really hard to master his name. And I'm going to do it right now. Ugh, and Tiny's just getting in the convo. Pass her over to me. You guys, don't get a chihuahua. Chihuahuas are gorgeous pets, but very needy. All right, so joining us today is Akun.
Yes.
Akman.
Yes.
I did it.
Good.
She did it.
I did it.
So I was like waiting for it.
I did it. I did a good job. We're so happy to have you on the show.
We are. So Akin.
Hey,
I'm gonna have so many problems pronouncing your name. Is what? An amazing trainer. He's a master soul cycle teacher. He's a model. He has a boot camp class called Akin's Army.
Akin's Army. Yes.
Horrible at this.
Yes.
And he's just an all-around amazing guy. So we're thrilled to have you.
We're so happy to have you on because we love talking to people about health and wellness and being physically fit.
Yes.
And, you know, you're literally the fittest guy on the planet.
All right.
Yes.
The most fit.
So basically, we've all, you know, probably heard of SoulCycle and taken SoulCycle, but Akin has this like cult following in New York, and literally, so you can sign up for classes at 12 p.m. on Monday, and at 12:01, they're all sold out that you teach. And it's amazing. And I never really had taken any of your classes before. And then my friend Elise was like showing up with this like very beautiful body that was in shape, but it felt, but she looked like physically fit. And I was like, yeah,
like,
I was like, where's this? How does this happen? And she's like, I've been going to these SoulCycle classes and I've been taking this bootcamp class. And so she really inspired me to start taking all of your classes and getting involved. And
well,
now
how did you
I
get in?
Great.
How'd you get into the class?
So I have an alarm that I set at 11:45 to remind me to sign up.
Do you have like a someone who helps you or?
Yeah. So my friend, so Elise's cousin, Rose, signs me up for the Saturday class, and then I do the weekday classes so I can make sure that I get all the classes that I want.
And then she asked me, she's like, hey, I can.
And then
he's like, can you do anything to get me?
I DM him sometimes and I'm like, hey, can you let me in this class?
I gotta give you my number.
Honestly, right? Because it's like the exercise is so amazing. It's so different than anything I've ever done. I feel like I'm like really challenging my body.
Wait, are you talking about the army or are you talking about the SoulCycle class?
Both.
I'm talking about both.
The combination of both is like no other exercise I've done. Like I've always worked out. I've always like, you know, probably gone to the gym on average like 4 times a week, which I would say is not horrible. And like, I never really saw any sort of difference or change in my body until I started doing these workouts. And like the intensity of these workouts is like literally you leave like wet. Like it looks like you just jumped in the ocean.
That's
it's
amazing.
Crazy. It's amazing. It's horrible for my hair. That's the only downside. because I'm washing my hair a lot. Good,
well, I like sweaty hair. Yeah, I also think I think my hair looks better like if I washed it and then I sweat the next day. Oh, yeah, looks really best. Good.
Yeah.
It is. For those listeners that are unaware as to what SoulCycle is, would you explain what SoulCycle is?
Well, SoulCycle is indoor cycling.
Yes.
But
also like, known as spinning.
Spinning, but they're not. Spinning is like
Okay, because this is a different indoor cycling. Yeah. Okay.
So it's indoor cycling, but they basically are more spiritual and soulful. So instead of like, you know, other places where they kind of count calories and like BPMs and all these things or RPMs, they actually like it's more dancey and you kind of get lost in it and you're supposed to find your soul. So that's their
Got it.
Right.
You're supposed to cry at least once, right?
That's what, yeah, there's that it's called like the awe moment or something.
When you cry in souls like,
yeah, but my approach has always been a little bit different and, mine is more, it's soulful, but in a more athletic, like mental conditioning way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel like it's really like challenging your body. Like I never thought I could do maybe two soul cycles in a row or like actually do like two exercises a day. And now I'm like doing that sometimes. And it's like when you kind of get to that point where your body, where it's like your mind is over your body, it's mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah, well, I think majority of what we struggle with is our mind rather than our physical being. Cause the second you like unleash that part of your brain where you decide, nah, I'm actually just going to keep going. And like, I'm just going to push it and do it. You can do it. Like you can physically do it.
Yeah.
If you think about, humanity, for example, do you know how much shit humans had to go through to be sitting here, even talking about SoulCycle and working out? It's
like even creating that bike.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's
probably like a
it's like, thing. Fuck, how am I going to do this? And you just have to figure it out.
Probably like, what is that?
You're exactly. It's really dumb. You know?
And then now they're like, oh my God, I know part of it.
It's true. How did you find your way to SoulCycle? How did you start becoming a trainer and all of that stuff?
Well, that's like a long story. But
we have time.
Listen, we've got an hour and people want to know.
We love stories.
Yeah, okay, we do.
So I was a tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
And I trained at IMG Academies in Florida, Bradenton. It's not like a modeling school, which people are like, you went to IMG Academy? It's IMG owns or bought out this academy called Bollettieri.
Mm-hmm.
And he's this amazing tennis coach. He's my coach. And he's in the Hall of Fame for like being a coach. And basically he built this huge academy that kids and pros from all over the world come to train. And they live on campus and they become professional tennis players or they go to college on scholarship. So I grew up training there and then I got hurt when I was 17. So I was also coaching there at that time. And then when I got hurt, I started coaching a little bit more.
What was your injury?
I have two herniated discs in my lower back. And then I came back from that and then I hurt my wrist. Bruising of the bone, it's called, and then internal bleeding in the right wrist. So that takes longer than if it was broken.
Right.
They said. So those things happened like maybe a year apart. So during that time, because I couldn't play, I was like, oh, let me, you know, I was already coaching, but then I started, I wasn't going to go pro anymore. I decided. Cause it kept happening. So I kind of got discouraged and I kind of gave up on it cause it got like too hard, which is what I kind of say, like, don't give up. Those are like reasons why. But then I listened to everyone and they're like, you know, they're like, go to college. So I went to college and I play, like I was on the tennis team, but I couldn't really play cause I was hurt. So then I kind of,
where'd you go to college?
FAU.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of lost the scholarship and then I was like living in on campus, but I had to like find a way to, you know, pay for school still because I had my scholarship. And then, so then I moved to South Beach because I got like scouted to model.
Mm-hmm.
So their Bollettieri's son has this academy too. not an academy. It's more like a tennis facility. It's called Flamingo Park. So I started teaching with him too. And then I was going to Crunch Gym in South Beach. And I just couldn't find any workouts that were like at the level that I was used to training at.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anyone that had that same mentality that like, you know, like loved training and and nobody really loved coaching. It was more like for themselves. And I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I was always a good coach. So then I went to Crunch and I was like talking to this woman that I used to take her classes sometimes. And I was like, hey, so how do I teach here? And she's like, oh, you talk to me. And then like the next week she called me. She's like, will you sub these classes? So I went and I subbed like a couple of spin classes and boot camp classes. And since it was last minute subs, they were full. And then since then it was always full.
Like that's classes. Awesome. And so when did you get in touch with the SoulCycle?
Well, then
founders?
I moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Crunch here too. Mm-hmm. And then it was before like all this studio
boom, yeah, like workout craze. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually when I first moved here, like the people in Miami are so like fit because they like want a
everyone's
beach body
on, yeah,
all year
on the
round.
Beach in a bathing
so
suit.
So I came here and I'm teaching classes and the level of like fitness was not the same at all. Like the people that came to classes.
Yeah.
Because they weren't in it yet. So then I already had people that
hold on, I'm sorry.
We got it. I already had people that like I had been training that were already in it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became Atkins Army. They kind of invented the name and everything. They're, they call us this.
I mean, it goes so
that's
well.
A good branding. Yeah, yeah, good for them.
They said it. They're like, you know, they would get mad if I subbed out at Crunch and then they show up at 6 a.m. and I'm not there.
Yeah.
Someone else. So well, they're like, you have to make a Facebook page.
Yeah.
You have to like call it this. And so I started like everything I kind of did was because like the people were asking.
Yeah.
So then when the fitness boom happened and SoulCycle happened, at first actually I got recruited by like a couple other places. I even forgot the name of like some of them, but one of them was Flywheel.
I used to do Flywheel before. So before, because I think Flywheel has been around longer than SoulCycle. No,
the
were they around at the same time?
Well, the person who, so I think SoulCycle, I don't know the exact story, but I know that the founder of Flywheel was at SoulCycle.
Got it.
And then they didn't get along, I think.
And then she started Flywheel.
So don't.
I don't like to gossip here, so we'll we'll let that one go.
I did Flywheel before I ever tried SoulCycle, and my frustration with Flywheel was like you're saying how they show your speed on the screen and how it's like a race in the class, and I would get
like
really frustrated because like I'm a very competitive person, so there was a part of me that like it did fuel me because I was like I need to beat all these people, but then I couldn't, and I was like, but it just irritated me more than anything, and I just would like leave the class being more annoyed than like before. And
because you want to win,
because I want to win.
My thing
and
is like,
you're like, is someone cheating?
Yeah, and I'm like, we're there, but they show you like how high intensity your bike is and whatever else. But
I'm not competitive at all, especially in that kind of stuff. I find that like when I feel like people are competing with me, I always like step away, and I'm like, I'm not going to get involved in that because it's like literally just about you. Yeah. So that's why I like SoulCycle best.
Yeah, what's great about Soul is like you kind of forget that you're working so hard.
Yeah.
Like, you don't forget it, but like because it's fun and like you're not really like focusing on like, okay, I'm going to lose this many calories. I'm going to do,
right.
It's more like you kind
of. It's not as much of like a numbers game. It's more just like a club.
It's more of a feeling.
Yeah.
Right? And like when you feel like when there's emotion in it, you still work hard.
Right.
But it's just like, you forget about those things that are not so important in the moment and you just kind of get a good workout.
Yeah. So like when you first started teaching these SoulCycle classes, were they always sold out like from day one?
Well, so I'll continue the story. So then when the fitness boom happened, I went to Flywheel first and then like, I didn't really like, I wasn't really committed.
Mm-hmm.
To like I wasn't sure about it, like I kind of didn't do it, and then And then I went to SoulCycle and I got recruited from them too.
Yeah.
And I met Julie, who is the one of the founders. Mm-hmm. And she was so amazing and she was like so chill, and she basically, like, I auditioned privately for them and right off the bat she was like, okay, when can you start?
Amazing.
And then so it was because of her.
Yeah.
That I, like, even because I was kind of like, you know, I'm gonna go to,
yeah, I mean, you had a lot of options.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, like I didn't want to get like tied down
for, because sure, you were still doing modeling work and things.
I was
of that
doing
nature.
That too, and I well, being like an athlete, like as like the talent, mm-hmm, coming to terms with like this is gonna be my job,
right,
like, I'm gonna coach, felt like a cop out.
Sure.
And I had to kind of mentally come to terms with it, like, yeah, I wasn't in the right state of mind to do that fully. And they were wanting me to teach like full time.
Yeah.
You know? So when I went to Seoul and Julie was so chill and she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you can go whenever you want to work, you know, and we can work around your schedule with this. She made me feel so like
it was so good about you, it. Yeah. Right. And it's, yeah, like you're in control and, yeah, you're not necessarily
for sure
working for someone.
Yeah. And I'm really bad with that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people really struggle with, yeah, that feeling.
It's hard when you have like other interests besides obviously just your career, like balancing. I mean, that's a big thing, like balancing, like, you know, your work and your exercise and modeling and all the other stuff you want to do, yeah, is like definitely difficult. I mean, how many classes do you teach a day usually?
5-6 classes.
Wow. Kinda.
Yeah.
What are, and they're either your like army,
they're either
your
boot camp
class,
or
Seoul. The Seoul class.
Yeah. The boot camp class is great. I would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, managing that and the Seoul cycle, how does that happen?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, how did, I mean, were they like, are they cool with you doing both? Like,
yeah,
you know, and how did you transition? Because obviously it's a different, like, sort
well,
of.
I've been doing it, way before.
Oh, really?
I was on SoulCycle.
I didn't, yeah, know that. Okay.
Well, that was what you're doing at Crunch.
At Crunch and before that.
Right.
Too,
like, got it. Even, I didn't realize even, it. I thought it was a newer thing.
Yeah. When I trained, when I used to teach tennis, when I would do that, I had like all these boot camps and,
yeah,
work, drill classes.
Like, yeah,
that kind of thing for my clients that I would like build up.
Got it.
Their footwork. And
okay. So that's just now it seems to be like, get, I don't know, becoming,
yeah, well,
more popular.
I was teaching it at Crunch, so when I
left
Crunch and then
got
built it.
It,
like I built it,
okay,
my own company, but now Atkins Army is a company too, so.
Very cool.
So now,
where do you teach the classes in the city?
At Bandier.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, in Flatiron, right?
Studio B. Yeah,
cool.
The other interesting thing about exercise is I find that sometimes, like, when you've been doing something for a while, you kind of get bored of it.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way? Because, like, obviously, it's like there's certain things that people know work. Like, obviously, when you do push-ups, you know that's going to work. Like, when you do sit-ups, blah, blah, blah. But, like, do you ever, like, feel that you get, like, sort of, you're like, okay, I have to do push-ups again?
For my work, my own?
Just in general. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what's cool with the way that I do it, the way I teach it, is as you get stronger, I up it. I,
yeah,
change it, like the moves get a little tougher,
mm-hmm,
the reps get a little more, like I like the push-ups now, like you can go and do pull-ups, you know, because of the eccentric,
got
push-ups
it,
built your lats,
yeah,
like so there's all these like little things that you're not thinking of that I'm thinking of that's going to get you to do all these
for
other,
sure,
things that you didn't know you could do.
Yeah,
right. So even the pistol squats, before I introduced pistol squats to everyone, I was building you up to do it, and then you could do it. So like the one-handed push-ups, because we were doing them with gliders.
Yeah.
And now some people can do the one-handed push-ups and they tried
that.
It the first time. They,
yeah,
they tried it, they did it. You know?
Oh, that's so interesting. Because actually now that you're saying all this, it's like clicking in my mind because I'm going back and thinking about like certain stuff that like I'm not able to do. But then when you can actually like do it, then it's like, okay, what can you do after that?
Yeah.
Which is
so
really
it's all progressions.
Yeah.
Which is what my class at SoulCycle is too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's all building up to, yeah, all the moves, right? It's always coaching. That's what I do.
I think that people have such a hard time exercising because it's, for a lot of people, it's just like not fun. For a lot of people, they just like are scared that they're in such bad shape that they like can't even do it.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone that like, you know, we're so lucky that we can live in New York City and have access to any kind of workout class you can think of. Like, yeah. I'm sure there's a class in New York City where you can like roll around. Exactly. No,
there's a class where you can like ride the bike in a pool. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, well, oh, there's yeah, the aqua cycling. There's a class for everything here.
Or, like, and rowing. Like, wait, real quick. There's a class for, like, did you see that at workout for drums where you'd have drumsticks?
And oh, yeah.
Like, your body?
Yeah.
Okay, but continue.
But I mean, you know, if for people that are living not in more suburban areas or in like rural areas, what would you like, what should they do? Like, do you ever give people like at home workouts or easy to do workouts, like a way to start getting in shape?
Yeah. I mean, so I have my boot camps. I live feed them on Facebook.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
this is also something that he didn't tell me. And so I've since moved from being in the middle by the camera. I'm like, I do not want to be on your Facebook page.
I thought you
like,
wanted to be on
no.
it.
No, like, that's I don't very know. Funny. I'm like the worst.
I'd be like, there's a camera.
And so is like, it free? It, like, can you just watch on your Facebook page you can for do free? It.
Yeah. Right
cool.
now.
Well, what do you need for it?
Facebook.
It's, yeah, Facebook. I mean,
but like
you
in your house, oh, what do
like,
you need?
You don't really need any equipment yet. Like at first, when you're starting, you can do a body weight, everything. There are some moves you need dumbbells. So if you want to like get some weights,
right?
Basically, like the minimum I require is 8 pounds.
The minimum you require is 8 pounds.
Yeah, dumbbells and then gliders maybe, but you can also use a towel.
Okay, so say I can't lift an 8 pound weight. What if I could do a 5 pound weight? Could I still do the class?
No, you can do it.
But this is what he does. He's like, you can do it. And you're like, what?
You can
and then
do
you
it.
Actually do it.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then if you want to drop the eights and do like, you don't have to do everything with weights.
Got it.
You know, like the squats and the lunges, you don't have to do it weighted.
Wait, so that's like so cool advanced. That you can do it online.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because I'm traveling for 2 weeks and I'm having a lot of anxiety about my exercise.
You're going to be able to do
and
it.
And now I'm going to be able to do it online.
Are you going to, because Jill, you're going to Israel, which is very exciting.
You have to do it in Israel.
And it's going to be
a group of people.
I know.
Well, by that time, it'll be like in the evening. So maybe you guys can, have a cocktail
have
or
like
something and then do a little workout.
How many hours is like 7?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't checked that yet.
Ask Siri.
She's, I will. I'll talk to her after.
She'll answer us.
She will.
But back to what you were saying is also a lot of people are like, don't have fun working out.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people hate working out.
It's because of, like I say this a lot in class, it's conditioning.
Yeah.
So you've conditioned yourself to think that working out is painful. Right.
Yeah.
So it's really mental. But if you change your conditioning and like kind of tie that to something good.
Right.
Then you're going to want to
do it.
Yeah.
Like a good like it's you all about association. I
mean? Yeah,
it's like if you date a boy, if you date a boy named Greg who broke your heart, like chances are
you won't ever
you're never going to date a Greg again.
Greg is done.
Exactly.
You also, know what I mean?
Yeah. I also feel like people always want to be the best at everything, which is like great. But it's also you have to realize when you're first starting to exercise or first starting to get in shape, like you have to build yourself up there. Like you're not going to necessarily be able to do everything immediately or like be the best at it or look good doing it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It takes time. I mean, even like professional athletes, they didn't just wake up.
No, are you? I mean, professional athletes like live a more regimented life
and
than
even,
anyone else.
Even like Atlas. So I always give this example too. There is so many athletes that have trained the same amount of time. So like since like me, I was 5 years old. When I started playing tennis, I was a tennis player. So then when I went to boarding school, I was 7 for tennis.
Wow, yeah.
Right? And we used to train 8 hours a day, every day. And then I have a travel coach who would come around with me. So like I'd go to school, but after that, my day would be training.
Yeah.
And I did that my whole life.
Yeah.
Right? And I loved it. But then some people never actually like become... like you know number one there's only one number one right?
Yeah
or like there's
yeah
the top players so what separates even those people at that high level is the mental game because the winners or the champions always believe they can win there's
yeah.
a certainty there and they tie it to positive right so it all comes down to like what you're thinking.
Well, I think that that's across the board, right?
Yeah.
Like I think that beyond just like physical fitness
oh,
and exercise,
yeah, and
that's just with life,
your
like
work,
in
yeah.
anything
your relationships,
you want to do.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, I just think so many people just hate exercise.
Yeah, but it's all association.
Yeah,
it is. It's all like they tied it to pain for some other, some people. It's like it goes back to high school and not being picked for the team middle school. You know what I mean?
Did you play sports in high school or middle school?
Tennis.
You played tennis?
No, because I don't like, I don't really like to be like
team sports, contact like,
yeah,
sports.
I don't, because I used to play soccer and I was really great at it. And in eighth grade, a girl pinched me really hard on the soccer field and I've never played like a contact sport again.
Wow.
Just because like I don't need that. You know what I mean? It's not my vibe. Oh,
you got to play contact sports now. It's like riding a bike.
Actually, no. You had a dodgeball birthday party and I didn't play dodgeball. I sat
out. Yeah, you had to play.
Where was dodgeball?
But then I saw like some girl. Some girl got hit in the eye with the ball.
That
and
was
I was like,
vicious.
No, thank you. I was like, this face, it needs to like remain
this
way.
Yeah, but the dodgeball was like so soft.
When you're throwing it, no, it's not. The speed of that.
Listen, dodgeball is
crazy.
A fierce, violent game. And okay. I have a lot of like PTSD from dodgeball in elementary school.
Me too.
Like getting like ball to, burns.
You know, change this association.
No, I'd rather just be on my solo bike by myself in my mind, like riding that or like doing like exercises in your boot camp class. Like I don't need the
I'm actually just like contemplating on dodgeball as a concept, and it's actually a fully insane game. It's like
the balls were so soft.
Okay, but when you're young, they're like, let's take hormonal kids that like half of which cannot control also, themselves and chuck balls at everyone's
balls
head.
Are heavier
and hard.
When you're younger.
Yeah.
No, the balls we got were like light and soft. Like they weren't that.
Whatever.
Bad.
Yeah, but the people throwing the balls were all like in the best shape. It was like the most athletic group of people in New York throwing balls at each other.
At your birthday party? Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do a hard pass on
that. I think
one
out of two people had like a full six pack.
Yeah, I'm going to just never do that.
I was like, I'm wearing a choker.
So you're
I'm not
going
to watch.
I'll come. I mean, here's the thing. I will.
You're very competitive, though, Greta.
I'm very competitive.
I feel like you would be really good. You can be on my team.
I'd be good at dodgeball. I was good at dodgeball in elementary school because I was really good at like dodging the ball. In terms of hitting people, I have good hand eye,
it's
but
reflexes,
like,
you know, that's that's how you build it.
I dodge balls all day, baby.
It's too much for me.
I was growing up. I was never like an athlete, and I'm saying that in air quotes because I was a dancer, but because I never was played team sports or anything like that, but I did try to play lacrosse briefly in middle school, and I immediately body checked a girl, which you're not allowed to do in women's lacrosse, and I just wanted to get way too physical, and I was like, oh, I can't do this. So then I had to just run cross country because like it was a requirement at my school that you had to do a sport.
Yeah, I think that's
like
for
athletic.
Every school.
Yeah.
Although guess what I overheard? You guys are going to die. I overheard this at SoulCycle that some girl in high school was like, yeah, like now we can like use SoulCycle as a PE credit.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes, I overheard this girl in New York City.
What kind of a high school? I mean, New York City high school.
New York
okay,
City
that's
high
one
schooler
thing.
Said that. And I was like, I emailed overheard New York. I was like, please include this in your next post.
I mean, to be fair, at my high school now, they offer yoga as a like.
I mean, in college,
sport.
They offer like walking classes.
Yeah.
You know? Like as one.
But
credit.
Again, that's for people
they
to like
do?
Get off.
Yeah.
That's for people to just like start exercising.
Yeah,
so many fucking people, even in like.
Well, that's the thing. You don't have to do like an intense thing like right off the bat. You can just start by like walking after your meals.
Yeah, or just like if you're in New York City especially and you're feeling frustrated, like you don't move enough, rather than like going walking from your desk or whatever to the subway, just walk home.
Yeah.
I know this woman who works on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And lives in Greenpoint.
Walks there.
And she in the summertime she walks home at least twice a week because she just doesn't have time to exercise and she.
But don't you think in that time she could do an exercise class?
She could, but I mean.
Yeah, but like, I think for her.
She just wants to do
yeah,
that.
I think for her it's like the end of her day. She's had a really long day and she maybe doesn't feel motivated to like go to an exercise class so that she can walk, and like sometimes her friends will like join her for portions of the walk. And
that's
I mean,
cool.
That's a long ass walk. But when she said that to me, I was like, well, good for you. I would never do that.
I think that, people sometimes too with like time. That was always my problem because like if I didn't have shit to do, I would just exercise all day. But like time has always been like very hard for me to like schedule in like the workout. But really, it's just about getting up, I think, like an hour early.
It's about like you can make the time. Yeah. Right? If you really want to.
The best thing I ever did for myself was start working out. Yeah. I went through a really long time where I just like didn't really work out that much. And like, I don't know. And then my depression got really bad and my anxiety was really off the wall. And like, I just felt this thing inside of me where my body was like, please exercise me. And then the second I started exercising, I was like, oh my God, I'm so much happier.
For sure.
And
it changes your life.
I feel the endorphins alone.
Yeah. It's like, it's committing to something. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's not just working out, but like in everything, it's like that. And kind of like conditioning yourself. Working out is good because it brings the endorphins and then you start to think a little more positive.
Right. And then and then that affects everything else. Then it's like, okay, well, I feel really good now. I'm going to eat a little better.
Yeah.
There's so much too with like the whole food thing. Like, you know, sometimes I'll even tell people like how much I work out and they're like, oh, you know, it's like 80% food. And it's like, I sort of don't really agree with that. If you're doing like really intense cardio workouts, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
I mean, I don't do nutrition.
Do you eat whatever you want?
Specifics. I do, but I don't want like I won't eat fried food.
Right.
Like how they're all about this association. Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't feel good when I eat fried food. So I don't eat it.
Right.
I don't eat, much sweets and sugars and like, I'll drink Gatorade and stuff for energy because I eat so much.
Right.
And I do eat, a lot. I eat like, I don't eat fast food or processed food. There's just like generic
things. Can we go
through
a day of what you eat?
Okay. So, I mean, I wake up, I usually won't have breakfast because I don't have time.
You wake up at like 4?
At 5.
5.
And then I'll go to class. Mm-hmm. I have a 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Do you drink water time?
Like,
or coffee?
Like
or?
Two waters, like smart waters. And maybe a Gatorade or vitamin water, which a lot of that is also like the sugar and everything, but I need it.
So you don't, hold on. I just want to clarify something. You don't drink coffee?
No.
Cool.
I don't drink coffee.
Good for you.
And then, I like, again, same thing with energy. I think it's so mental. They're like, how do you have energy without coffee? I'm like, I do, because I think I do.
Yeah.
Because I tell myself I do. And I've conditioned myself that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll have, it depends where I am teaching, because then like I'll walk. So now I used to teach at Soho. So I would go to Dean and DeLuca and get a breakfast burrito in between classes.
Yeah.
They have a great breakfast burrito.
The breakfast burrito there is awesome. Anyway, I can't have it anymore because I don't come to Soho.
Where you're in?
So I go to 19th Street.
Ah, got it.
So on the way to 19th Street now, I'll stop at like either Liquitaria and get like an oatmeal, or I'll go to Grey Dog now and I'll get
a little breakfast situation.
Or a little like, you know, scrambled eggs or something. And then, so I mean, I eat. So for cardio, what you need is good carbs and good fats. Mm-hmm. That's the energy you burn. So if you want to lose more fat, you eat less of the fat.
Right.
Right. So I'll have like an avocado toast or something, and that'll fuel me for the morning.
Right.
Then I'll eat that. And then I usually eat like 2 breakfasts.
I would too if I were awake at 5. That's like a huge breakfast is my favorite meal, so that's like a huge breakfast window.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be like, because it's not always the same. So I'm trying to be specific. But so I'll eat like a scrambled egg or like skillet eggs or something.
Yeah.
Either of those two and an avocado toast, like at separate times.
Got
in
it.
Between classes.
And then you'll.
So then. Then I'll teach the 9:30 or the 12:30 or whatever, and then I'll go home, and I'll have like a chicken or a steak or something because I'm gonna go lift.
Got
so
it.
So when I lift,
you need protein.
So and you need that 30 minutes before or after.
Right.
So right after I eat or right, you know.
Yeah.
Or after I work out, I'll go lift, and then I'll eat after or before, depending on what time I have. And then I'll go either, you know, nap or something, but I won't. I'll have little snacks here and there, but usually not really. But I drink a lot of Gatorade and vitamin water. I don't know how many.
And then what about for dinner?
And then I'll go back and I'll teach a 6:30, 7:30. And sometimes I'll have a smoothie before, like a Liquiteria or juice press or juice. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go eat dinner at home again.
And it'll be like chicken or steak
or sushi or something
of that sort. Yeah.
For someone that exercises like once a day and it's like a hard exercise, what would you recommend that they eat? Just because people are always asking that.
I mean, I don't believe in like three big full meals.
Yeah.
I don't believe in diets either. I mean, they work, but I don't think it's necessarily sustainable. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always take the workout route.
Yeah. Right?
And then while you're doing more of that and feeling good about your body and the changes, then you kind of change the way you eat. So you don't really want to eat the bad food.
Because you're exercising so much.
Because you're exercising and then you feel a certain way when you eat that.
Definitely.
You start to associate that, like fried food or
for sure,
or sugars or this and that, as like, I don't feel good. I don't feel like I can work to my full potential when I eat those and I go work out. Right. So if you're working out once a day, I would recommend like eating more in the morning and then like less as the day goes on. Again, like I said, I don't like really do like big meals, like three big meals.
Yeah.
I like kind of like knowing what you eat, but like maybe break it down to five little meals throughout the day. So you're never like super hungry.
Yeah.
But like you're, you know,
for sure. Like
sustained.
Yeah.
I did this terrible thing the other day that I never do. I'm like a big proponent of eating little meals throughout the day. But for some reason the other day I ate breakfast and then I just did not eat a thing
at all
until 5 p.m.
And then you're starving.
Well, not even till 5. It was till like 7 and I had to do a show. Uh-huh. And I get to this show and it's to the point where I can't, like I couldn't focus and like see. And I realized that I had not only had I gone all this time like not eating, I had hardly drank water. And I just was like, I felt like I had just marched across the desert and like opened my eyes for the first time. And then I ate something really quickly and then I got on stage, and while I was on stage, I had to like tell the audience, I was like, I'm so sorry. I like felt the sugar of food like hitting me, and it was so, I was like, it was so nuts. That's, and I was crazy. Like, I'm never doing that again. That was the worst feeling in the world. And then I proceeded to eat like three dinners.
Yeah.
I ate like something there and then I left and I ate like something on the way down to go and eat something else. Yeah. So bad and dumb.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Saturday night. I don't really do this anymore, but I like drank too much and then I didn't eat dinner. I drank too much mess. And then at 4 a.m. I went to Blue Ribbon and got a piece of salmon and French fries.
That sounds delicious.
And literally I'm still recovering. Five days later, I'm still recovering and I'm so mad at myself because it like, all of the hard work that I did for the past like week was just like wiped away because I decided to like drink too much.
Man, I haven't drank since Saturday and I feel, and it's like fucked up that I feel like today is Thursday and it's crazy that I'm like, that I'm just like, good for you that it's Thursday and you haven't had a drink. It's like crazy that that's what I think. Yeah. Do you drink?
I do. Yeah. But I'm not like, I don't.
You're not a
much.
Drinker.
No. See, I've never like, really. So again, it's like conditioning, I think, because I've never.
Well, you've been really like a child athlete. You're also, you've never had the chance to like.
Well, I never.
That's never been in your world. Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of the athletes that I used to know, my friends, they used to
party
and
yeah.
I just like didn't want to.
I mean, it's really hard to recover.
I was very disciplined, like.
That just makes you feel like shit.
Well, that's the thing. Like I've been doing like for the past year, I would say that I don't really like. Get like drunk or anything like that anymore. I usually just have like a glass of wine or like two glasses of wine or a drink. I'm never like whatever. And then it happens to you once and it literally puts you out for like at least a week.
Oh yeah. It's so hard to like recover.
I'm like, what happened?
Now? Yeah. For me, my depression, I just can't, whenever I get really fucked up and then I'm hungover, it's not even like the physical aspect of a hangover that is terrible. For me, it's like the depression and like the mental component that I can't take.
Well, I mean, it's good to have fun too.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
But you just kind of have to focus on the positive things. So even with food, like people kind of give power to certain foods.
Yeah.
Right. Like I say this in class too. I'm like, it's what you give your power to, like with the ex-boyfriend too. If you are thinking about the ex-boyfriend all the time, you're giving power to him.
Right.
So if he calls you and this and that and you answer or whatever, and you kind of all become all about that person.
Right.
He has all your power.
Right.
When you could just like
take the
care.
Power back.
Yeah. It's your, it's
oh
yours.
Man, I need that.
It's
guys.
What you focus on. Right?
It is.
So the food is the same thing. If you're saying, oh, I can't live without chocolate.
Yeah.
You can't live without chocolate. You'll find a million reasons why you can't survive without chocolate.
Right.
Right? So you can't make that have the power over you.
Right.
You can also say, I don't really like chocolate that much. And then slowly that's like condition, you know.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you don't. So it's all about like figuring out that you kind of have the power over your thoughts, over your state of mind. And with that, like with the focus, you have the power over that. When you start doing things that kind of benefit you and you feel good about it and you become proud, it keeps you in this place where you're always having progress and you're always happy and always fulfilled.
Right.
Right. And then you just kind of, it kind of just like keeps going. It doesn't happen overnight, but like conditioning yourself. And that's why I think I'm like getting more successful with what I do is because, I do repeat those things and like it's, you kind of become what you hear.
Right.
So that's where your focus starts to go.
This is so weird that we're having this conversation right now because I've been having these conversations like about this over the past week, but really yesterday. And I think that this is like compounding that because it's like, I've been having these conversations about like visualization focus, and focus and telling yourself. And now it's almost like, we're having this conversation again, like for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's interesting because I do believe in like willing things. And
I mean, it's kind of like being specific with what you want.
For sure.
And figuring out like finding the passion. So like finding a workout that like speaks to you is kind of like finding something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Right. So then when you do that, all the excuses, all the doubts and fears kind of start to fade away. And you feel empowered.
Yeah.
So that's why working out is like such a big thing.
Yeah.
It's also really nice to challenge yourself. You know what I mean? Because like obviously in every workout class, you're like, yeah, I can't fucking do that. That's so hard. And then like you do it and you're like, wow, I did it. Like what else could I do in my normal life that I haven't really challenged? Yeah. Right? So it's like, I feel like that's like the interesting thing, which is why I think that they do make exercise so important for like younger kids. Like it is mandatory in high school and all of that. Not necessarily just for your like, you know, nutrition and diet, but also for your brain, just to like show yourself that you can accomplish something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I will say though, like outside of brains and being like, you know, willing things and positive change in your life from like a diet standpoint, I was just like reading a study that came out that says, you know, they're like on average people should walk at least 10,000 steps a day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now all these studies, like just with like heart disease and like basic maintenance, like it's just you have to do it.
Well,
like even if
sure.
regardless of proving something to yourself or like getting over yourself, it's just like we physically have to do it.
Well, what happens is people take action either because they're inspired or they're desperate.
Right
So the desperate is when you kind of hit rock bottom,
right?
And then you could get depressed, and then the action you take couldn't necessarily be something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But usually it's you take action because of that. And I try to make it so like it's from inspiration and not just that I'm inspiring you, but I'm trying to motivate and inspire you to inspire yourself.
Yeah. Right?
To find like what really moves you so that you can take that action and be stronger than your excuses. It's like, it's easy to say, but like,
well, putting it into practice,
it's more about like planting the seeds and then just like talking to yourself in a positive way and asking yourself, like the right questions. So instead of being like, why can't I do this?
Yeah.
It's like, how can you do it?
Because if you're saying, why can't I? Same thing. You're going to find negative reasons why you can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it because I'm, you know, I'm this, I ate too much, I'm too old, I have injuries, but really, if you go and research everything you're stating as an excuse, there's someone that can do it.
Of course.
That has that.
Well, they always say you're the only person standing in your way.
Yeah, it's true.
You guys, this has been the most inspirational podcast we've ever had. Normally, we're
it's true.
We haven't really cracked any jokes today.
My
I'm like, oh my gosh, my life's like changing in front of my eyes.
Well, I'm feeling personally really motivated recently.
Great,
because,
Greta.
Yeah.
Let's hear why.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I do a really bad thing where I speak really negatively to myself. Uh-huh. And I'll go in a spiral of saying just like really nasty things to myself that are very mean and not true. Like, yeah. I know that they're not true, yeah. But I do them anyway. Because
you're in that state of mind.
Yeah. Or I just think that for some reason, like, I deserve it. I don't know. But now I'm thinking, okay, like, what do I want? Like, and what do I think I can achieve? And like, rather than being bashful and like shy about what I want, I'm just waking up and I'm like, I want this for my life and yeah. I'm going to do it. Yeah. And I'm not going to feel like I'm unworthy of it. And I'm not going to make up a bunch of reasons as to why I'm not worthy of the things that I want. And it's, oh, like, there's so much shame around wanting something. Yeah. We all are conditioned to feel so much guilt about, like, God for fucking bid, wanting something from this life.
And but also, like, wanting something that, like, society wants you to want.
Right.
Kind of. Like,
yeah. It's like, you can, I think.
Sometimes.
Yes. And I think there's a balance between, like, if you want something, like, you don't need to justify or validate your want for it. You can just go after it and do it.
Yeah.
Because everyone doesn't have to understand.
Right. No one, you don't need to explain yourself to anyone and just do it. So for me, I've been feeling like really motivated to just be like, yes, this is what I want. I'm not going to like tiptoe around the fact that this is what I want. And I'm going to do like everything I can to get the results that I want.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all about like you. I mean, you already do like podcasts and this and that. You guys are already like take action in your lives.
Yeah.
Right? So you have all these things to be grateful for and you kind of probably have envisioned where this could go. Right.
Well, you have to have a goal. Yeah. I think
Has to be a specific intention.
Right.
Well, there has to also be an end result. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, there is the higher goal.
Yeah, for sure.
But the journey of getting there kind of like shifts it into all these different things that could be even better than what you imagine.
Definitely.
You wanting.
Yeah.
My chiropractor, who I'm obsessed with, I saw her yesterday. Shout out to Dr. Kirsch. She's in Tribeca. If anybody needs a good chiropractor, she like changed my life yesterday because I had a really bad neck issue that I've been dealing with. And now I can actually move my head to the right, which I haven't been able to do.
My friend has a baby that's a month old and it couldn't move its neck. So it got a massage.
Can it move?
Now it can move its neck, but it was like a special doctor, and she told me that she just took it there and literally just gave it a massage, and it worked.
Oh,
it wasn't like it was like an actual doctor for this specific thing.
It was
she said the actual process was literally just like massaging the baby, and I'm imagining like a month old baby getting a neck massage.
Wait, that's honestly the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Like, and it was like, I was like, what was the pressure like?
And
she touched my hand and she was like, that
so soft.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. No, but my chiropractor was just telling me, who was not touching me like a baby, but she was telling me like, she was like, what do you, she loves to talk to me about spiritual shit.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, what is the vision that you have for yourself at the end of the road? And I was like,
that is like so intense for a chiropractor appointment. I would be like,
This was a longer story. I was in there for an hour and a half. This was like a long session I had in there because whatever. Anyway, and she was, and I said, I was like, well, I guess like this is my ultimate goal is to like, you know, X, Y, and Z. And she was like, good. She was like, just focus on that. And then all these other things will happen that will lead you there.
Yeah.
So don't get so bent out of shape if something happens that's not exactly what you think it will be.
I mean, sometimes even if it's like the worst thing.
It's so
like for me, it was my injuries, right? So I was out. But now, like looking back, it all kind of makes sense why I had them. Because now it makes me better at what I do today.
And you wouldn't be doing this today.
Half of New York City wouldn't be in shape if you didn't get injured. Seriously. So we all thank you.
So it's like everything kind of happens for you.
Definitely.
Right? Julie, are you feeling inspired and motivated these days?
I mean, yes, because of my workouts. Because of my workouts, I've never been happier, and I don't know if it's. I think it's because of my workouts.
I will say you have changed Jilly's life. I'm being dead serious because Jilly, whenever we would go to an exercise class before, and we've gone to like hard ass classes. Jilly would always be like, I don't like this. I don't feel like this is for me. Like, I don't want to be around people. Like, this is not what I like.
Yeah, I'm not like super touchy or like to be in close quarters with people.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, so.
Now you do.
And now I'm like, now, but now she's like, guys, you have to come to this class. And I'm like, what time is it at? You're she's like 6 a.m. I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that. Yeah,
everyone's like, no. I'm like, you don't understand.
But
you've changed. You have truly changed Jilly's life and in turn changed my life.
All right.
No, seriously.
That's because
well, she's just a happier every day.
She's a happier person. That's like now you're happier, more confident.
Yeah, 100%. And like for me, if I don't feel confident, and which happens a lot, it's like my whole personality is different.
Yeah.
Because I feel insecure. And it's not even like I feel like it's because like my body's getting better. It's just because I feel better.
Yeah.
No, you just feel stronger. And when you feel stronger.
And my selfies are even better.
There you go.
Well, usually my stories, my Instagram stories, and I guess I look better.
Let's put that out there.
Yeah. Usually we talk about sex, but I feel like we don't have time.
We're too inspired.
I think
sex is inspiring.
That's true. I just feel like it's like
whenever we have like a fitness guru on the show,
we
always talk about like, you know, obviously the better shape you're in, the better sex you have.
Well, that's not necessarily.
I think just that when you're in better shape, you have better sex.
I think for women, I don't know if they want to last longer. I think they just want to see if it will happen. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot harder for women than men.
I do think, though, that if you get in shape, you can fuck better.
Probably.
Well, you know that there's like certain exercises that like kind of.
That make you are better at sex?
Orgasms. No.
Oh, well, you can do
what are those exercises?
You do pelvic floor exercises.
Well, some people even like when they do pull-ups, some girls.
Do like Kegels? What do you mean?
Just pull-ups.
Pull-ups
like,
make...
Because of the like intensity of it.
They can have an orgasm from doing a pull-up?
Yeah. So I've known people to do that.
Some girl told me the other day, she was like, I don't do spin because like it turns me on too much.
Ew.
I know. I was like, what?
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Wait, what?
Not to me.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Someone had an orgasm on a spin bike?
Not teachers.
But you're saying a student has fucked a bike?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's happened. I hear. I've never seen it.
Drama. Happen. Does it happen in your class? Because everyone is working out way too hard.
It definitely happens in your class because people get boned up when they're staring at you like hot ass teacher playing music, being like, just find the beat. And then like saying this inspiring shit to you. Next thing you know, you're humping your seat.
I mean, truly, I'm sweating and working so hard and my legs hurt so bad. That's the last thing that's on my mind is like.
Good to know,
Jim. No, sometimes and I sometimes I get
like exercising so hard I can't even think about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I get horny when I exercise really hard because I'm like I'm sweaty and hot and like
that's
I get,
your competitiveness.
Maybe that's your like
you're like trying to have sex with yourself while you work out because you're like
looking at yourself in the mirror. You're like, well, people are looking at
I did it.
People are
like, wow, that guy's so
exactly. People, are you kidding me? That's the point of the mirror in the class is to look at yourself.
That's why people want those bikes.
Honestly,
that all makes sense.
It does.
I work out on the side because I don't like to look at myself in the mirror. Literally.
Whenever I take a
sidebar.
Whenever I take a
Well, you get the side view.
You yeah. get the side ass.
I'll try not to look.
There's a place in New York where you can it sounds insane if I explain it, but it's a place where you can just run on a treadmill in Mile High Club.
Oh yeah.
And I love sometimes I'll like be right in front of the mirror just like staring at myself running oh, my psychotically God. At me.
Berries too.
I fucking do not like berries.
Why?
What is that thing when you pull the nerve from your foot to your butt?
Oh.
I did that at Berries.
What, your IT band?
No, it was like there's like a like nerve. You like that pinched your nerve? Your foot and your like lower back maybe. Sciatica?
That's your sciatica is in your lower back.
Yeah.
Your sciatic
nerve? Yeah. I don't nerve? Honestly.
It is a sciatic nerve.
Let me tell you, I guess I was self diagnosed, clearly.
I think you're self diagnosed.
Yeah, so it sounds really official.
I mean, if you feel it, shooting pain down your leg.
Yeah,
it's to do with your back. Usually.
Yeah, that was from, and then I did acupuncture.
Yeah,
and then it went away. And then I never did berries again.
My reason for not liking berries is that I will try any class. But the music has to be good.
Oh, but that's the instructor.
Yeah, well, then all Barry's instructors that I've taken need to like get better music.
Yeah, Austin?
Austin is great.
Okay,
Josie is great. There's a lot.
That's a good class. I mean, it's hard if you want like a high intensity class.
It's great. I mean, I usually won't do the treadmill when I go.
You do double floor.
Cardio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to like disappear.
Yeah.
So I'll do double floor.
What a boy's problem.
Although everyone's beautiful.
I'm like,
no
I'll do double cardio. Yeah, of course. But we're just talking about like, I would never hear, I think, their bodies just
do double floor too, a lot of girls.
Yeah, but I think for the way that like a woman's body and a man's body like metabolizes fat and holds on to fat is just so different because our bodies are just meant to do different things.
I mean, I think that's also like
bullshit
conditioning too.
Oh,
I know some.
I thought we had a new theory.
Yeah,
I was like, tell me more.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but I think that but by that I mean, for example, like a woman's BMI with like their fat content, like it's
different,
very different, and like it's pretty standard.
I mean, like a pro athlete girl would come down to maybe like 14% body fat, and a guy can go down to 4.
Right, but if a girl were to drop down to 4. There would be problems and you would have like health issues and things of that nature. So I just think that ladies keep that fat.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I like my curves. I just want them to be toned.
You know, your boobs are fat.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I know.
Gotta have the boobs.
Gotta have whatever you are.
Like body fat isn't bad unless you have like a lot of like too much.
Well, then that's just the health issue.
Yeah,
but you know, women are Gorgina no matter what, and love your body because the more you love your body, the better you'll feel.
Well, love your body and take care of it.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
That's a great thing to end on.
Yes, love your body and take care of it.
All right, who's your lady loving for the day, or the week, or the month, or the year, or your life?
It's for my life is always my mom.
Where does she live?
Hero.
Where is she?
She's in Bradenton, Florida.
Hi, mom in Florida.
What's her name?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
I can pronounce it. Eileen.
Eileen.
Eileen. Where are you? Eileen. Where is your family originally from?
From Turkey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Turkish is quite possibly the hardest language I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's so easy.
No, it's so hard.
It's really easy.
And the way everything is spelled, isn't it like in Cyrillic?
No.
It's
not Turkish. That's like Arabic.
No, I know Turkish. For some reason, I thought that it was
Turkish
a different
like Roman.
This sounds like my self-diagnosed nerve damage.
It's a very hard language.
All right. Well, shout out to your mother.
Shout out to my mom and my sister.
And your sister.
All of the women in your life.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. Well, I have a lot.
Do they do your workouts?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel like you have more women in your life than anyone I've ever met.
I guess a lot of female people.
Yeah, women love you. Men love you too.
Everyone.
But a lot of the classes are a lot of women.
Yeah.
Well, if any of our listeners in New York City want to come to a class, I know that it's really hard to get into your classes, but if they were to want to come, how could they find them?
Well, so it's like a website.
Yes.
For my name. And then also at Bandier. So I don't know the studio.
Bandier
website,
Studio B. Yeah. I think it's like Mind Body is the app.
Mind Body.
And then people can follow you on Instagram.
Yep. Akiniko, AKINIKO.
And then you can also follow the army.
Yeah, Atkins Army. But it's like Atkin dot
army.
Atkins dot army.
Yeah, and that's cool. Double Atkin content.
And that's right. You can you need, and the army, your classes at Bandier are 5 days a week?
No, they're 7 days a week. But
seven
once
days
a week.
I
mean and once a day.
At 7 AM.
Well, it's all different times. So Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 12:30.
Oh.
And then Tuesday, Thursday, 7 AM.
I can do a 12:30.
Yeah,
she's a casual working woman. Bri.
Yeah.
I can do a 12:30.
Do it.
Are you gonna wait, it's your brother who teaches the class.
Yeah, but I'm there too. He's great.
Cool. Gorgeous. All right. Well, everybody have a fit fucking week.
Yeah, that's true. I feel real inspired by this podcast. And also, if you're not in New York City, you can look at Facebook and
do a live stream
of the classes and join me like when on my travels when I do a live stream. I'll do a little story about it.
Yeah. Maybe we can do a Lady Lovin' class.
Yeah, one day when I get in like amazing shape, I'll put a video of the workout.
You have to just put a video of the workout.
I mean, I can't You're do pretty everything. Amazing. I did a one-handed slide push-up with the glider.
That's amazing.
And I felt really cool.
That's great. Okay,
it was cool. Fun. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Love
ya.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.